from Titus chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. In all things, show yourself to be an example of good deeds with purity of doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach. Be careful to make sure that your confidence is in Christ Himself rather than in what you think you know about Him and the Bible. We indeed are commanded to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We find that in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. This acquisition of knowledge, therefore, is unequivocally commanded. However, the goal of biblical knowledge and knowledge of Christ is not knowing simply for knowing's sake. The objective is rather the formation of our character and life that expends all to be God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus and to accomplish the good works which God prepared beforehand so that we should walk in them. The Apostle Paul tells us that in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Paul also warned us in 1 Corinthians 8, verses 1 through 3. We know that we all possess knowledge, but knowledge puffs up while love builds up. Those who think they know something do not yet know as they ought to know. But whoever loves God is known by God. Moreover, James agreed that a life lived in self-righteous pride and what we know to the exclusion of real-life Christian works that emerge from the heart that's been transformed by the grace and the knowledge of Christ is a futile life. He said in James 2 in verse 14, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them?" His conclusion was clear and emphatical. It's found in chapter 2 in verse 26. "As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead." Ancient words from Thomas a Kempis, the Catholic monk who left the world a gripping inspiration called The Imitation of Christ. In Book 1, Chapter 1, a Kempis wrote these words, "What good does it do to speak learnedly about the Trinity if, lacking humility, you displease the Trinity? Indeed, it is not learning that makes a man holy and just, but a virtuous life makes him pleasing to God. I would rather feel contrition than know how to define it," he said. And then he continued, "For what would it profit us to know the whole Bible by heart and the principles of all the philosophers if we live without grace and the love of God? Vanity of vanities, and all is vanity except to love God and to serve Him alone." And so is your confidence in Christ Himself rather than in your biblical acumen? If so, then do as He did. Would anyone dare deny that Jesus, as God incarnate, possessed all of the knowledge of God? And yet we find in Luke's history of the early spread of Christianity in Acts chapter 10, in verse 38, that Jesus went about doing good. We have therefore both the command of Scripture and the example of Christ's life as instructions to show that true God knowledge leads to effectual Christian works. You might ask, where should my good works begin? Well, start with the ultimate reason for which Jesus came to the earth. He said in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Find as many ways as possible to use your biblical knowledge and spiritual gifts to share the gospel of salvation in Jesus with everyone who will listen, to see as many people as possible experience the new birth, to enter into God's forever family, and grow to spiritual maturity among the body of Christ, the church, and then to serve Christ's mission with their lives wherever God has placed them. Don't you think it's time to put feet to your faith? The clock is ticking, so start today. I'm Jack Maynard, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and Executive Director of 1P26 Ministries. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1p26.org. Blessings to all.